About less than halfway down the page.
So we're saying that she'll be miskashet, she'll become also b'tashmish. So she's here to the altar. Why don't we wait? We had a machloket b'sham b'sil of 2 weeks or 1 week. Ma yotzi la'altar b'yitin ksuba. Why is there immediately a divorce with b'tiskashet b'tiyosir? Let her wear these cosmetics. Become also b'tashmish. So we're saying since it's his responsibility because he wasn't made for it, it's like he was Mader Ishtoi. Okay, but we have it's not Perek Alpha P. The Beshama Ishtay Shabbos is a Bishalo Shabbos Achas. In that situation, a man's Mader Ishtoi, we wait a week or two. Some words says, Hani Milish Yeshlis Man. Over there, we have time because Shema Yimsa Pesach Lenidroi. Hechad Adra Ihu. If he made the netter, so we can discuss, wait and see, maybe he can find the Pesach. Avecha de Nodra Ihi, the Ishtik, when she was mother, and he kept quiet, Veloy Hefer, and he wasn't made for any Achilla Logger Etzloy, Klal, she can't stay with him. Even to the point, let's wait and see if she becomes Osar Yerikishud. The Sabra missed the Sonili. She feels that he dislikes her. Because why wasn't he made for that? Okay. Fine. So then the Moor said that the case of that Rabbi Yossi said by women which are poor, if he did put a limit, what's the length of time, which we say it's too long already. It's up to what point do we say fine? Let them sit together. Some more says mamachlokes. How long that is? 12 months, 10 years, or one regal. Bashir is lamanyam because up to that time nehenes mirech ki shutel she niskashta lifnei haneder she can be miskashetis. And the residue of that will remain for 30 days. And but after that, it wears off. So it's already a time that by Shira said that's too long. Okay, Zok the Mishnah. Okay, one point I want to point out over here in Tosis. Tosis, Aval Hacha, the Nodra Ihi. So we know that the Seder HaDvarim is that the husband, woman makes a netter, the husband has the power to be made for the netter. If the husband chooses not to be made for the netter, so he's actively making the netter, Yokimo is right, he's making it, the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Hakama, so he affirms it, he makes it stand, so then that's it, the netter is done. If he's quiet, he has the whole day that he hears about the netter to be made for it, and after the time that he hears about the netter passes, that day it automatically becomes a valid netter. His power of hafora is forfeited by the end of the day.
How about her? Does she have a right to withdraw it within a period of time?
She has the right to the regular din of hataras hadarim. She can go to a bezdin and do hataras hadarim with meeting all of the criteria of hataras hadarim. She has no power just to retract, like anybody has. So Taurus is, we know there's something called a Taurus Adorim. So is there a Taurus Hakama? The husband was making the netter. Then he regrets the fact that he was making the netter. The same way a person can make a netter and regret the fact they made the netter and go to Bez and be Matar. Maybe it can be Matara a Hakama. So Taurus says, yes, the husband can Matara Hakama. However, that's only relevant. Tosfos says, if it's biyam shamoy, because if he removes that hakama, maybe it's already the next day after he heard about the netter, so he takes away the hakama, it remains a netter which he heard about, which he wasn't made for within the right proper time, so automatically there's a hakama anyway. But there is a koyach of being matar on a hakama, but it would have to be done within the time frame of Yom Shamoy, the day that he hears about it. Okay. Habadaris isha zok the mishnah is shalatelech lebeis aviyo. So he makes the netter on the woman that she can't go to Beis Aviyah. Okay, so Mizman Shu Ima Be'ir, if that's in the same city, so Chodesh Echad Yekayim Shnayim Yotzibit and Ksuba. So if they're living together, the father's in the same city, to expect her not to go to her father's house for a month is it's doable. You're not going to. It's not a grounds for divorce. But after that already, if it's more than that, it's not proper. She can't live under the circumstances that she's prohibited to go to her father's house for that long. So the husband would be forced to be yet to be think suba.
Is that only if she wants?
Correct.
Really? It sort of implies, I thought it implies that she doesn't.
If she says, I don't like my father and I'm happy never to go there the rest of my life, so that's not a ground to divorce. Right? The ground to divorce is she wants to go to her father's house and he's forcing her not to. That's the grounds for divorce. But if she's not suing for divorce, she's not suing for divorce.
Or she just says...
She says, I'm so happy he finally made the netter, therefore I have an excuse not to go. I don't know. Yeah.
Or if she says... Look, I don't like it. I'm unhappy about this, but yeah. I don't, you know, want to get divorced.
She's not. I don't think we'd force her. Yeah. Okay. If it's only for one regal, so normally they would go visit by regal. Yomtiv, you go visit. So one yomtiv she can tolerate. Three she can't tolerate. The Morris can obviously then ask the question, what happened to two? Okay. Hamadar is ishta shalatelach the base obel ha'obel the base of mishta yotzibit and ksuba mibnei shenova for now. A man who makes a woman usher if she goes to base obel or to base mishta. So she can't visit anybody who's in a situation of sorrow or anybody in a situation of happiness. Beis Mishta means a chasno. So he's leaving her without any way to interact with socially. That's so everybody's going to say, well, you never came to visit me when we had a sorrow, so I'll never come visit. So she'll have nobody visit her when she's in a veila, or nobody will join her chasno. So you're creating a totally unacceptable social situation for her. If he argues that the reason why he did it was because there was a concern that she was acting improperly with some individual who should be found there, and that's why he was doing it, there's prutzim there that she's interacting, will act improperly with, so that's a good argument. He's forcing her to reveal something that she said to him privately, something of a private nature, or Masha Marta the Chol, which she said to him, or he said to her. So that's the grounds for divorce. So that's a euphemism for a woman after Tashmish turning over in a way that would prevent her from becoming pregnant.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So you have to be Tengsuva. It was common that the daughters would come back for a visit for Yom Tov. So regal echad motzi mukma nafsha. She can with deal with not visiting one time, but shloisha la motzi mukma. Three times already she can't. Therefore, it's the grounds for the divorce. For him forcing to do that. More important, hoshnayim mai. What's the loch of two? Shelba for now, but Gemara Mefarish is more expensive. That means Machal the Bracha, but Gemara Mefarish. The time of the plenty, but Gemara Mefarish. The time of Allah, but Mara, but Gemara Mefarish. I do not know. This is. I never was able to come up with any cloud. didn't do too much research on it. Why sometimes Rashi just doesn't explain, and obviously the Gemara will explain. Rashi sometimes feels a need to explain. So Rashi says, you know what, the Gemara will explain. Like, what are the clothing? I don't know.
Four times in a row.
So it is interesting. Zot the Gemara. Hoka b'kasha, marta regal echad yikayim. It says that if it's only one regal, so they stay together. Hoshlayim yotzik yitzuba, which sounds like it would already be two regal, if it's too long. Ema seifa. Shlosha yotzik yitzuba, hoshlayim yikayim. By three, it's motzik yitzuba, means two already, they stay together. Okay. Amrabaya, Sabaya answers by saying, seifa also in the kahenis. Kahenis over here, meaning you refer to a woman who is married to a kohen. So in that situation, we wait a little bit longer because if they do get divorced, they cannot remarry her. And Rabbi Yehuda, that we said before, that he differentiates between a Kohenis and a regular Yisraelis in regards to these issues. Rabbi Ba'ula Omar Lokasha, Kan Radufa, Kan Mashen Radufa. It depends on the type of woman who has a strong desire to visit home. For her, even to regal them is considered intolerable. Where it was a woman who's not as redufa, she's not as pressured, she doesn't feel such a strong need to go visit. So then even two is acceptable, or tolerable at least. Three is intolerable.
Is this her only sense of horba?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch.
Is this halacha only sense of the horba?
Oh, good morning,
Mr. Kramer. Oh, it's just the Corbin. I guess interesting question because it was man Abayas, everybody goes to Yerushalayim, so the issue was a moot issue. I guess I would assume so. Or alternatively, if they were not in a place where they would have a dinner of the regal. Okay, Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, also Yisib Einov Ki Matzei Shalom. So I will appear in his eyes like one who has found peace. What does that mean? So Omer Rabbi Yechanan or Yonason, Kechala Shanim says Shlema Bebeis Chamiya, Radufa Lahagid Shvacha Bebeis Aviya. So that she found favor in her in-laws. A newly married woman who was able to find favor, Bebeis Chamiya, where into the new family, and she has a strong urge to go back and share it with her family. Okay, so that's that's an example of Radufa. Okay, so she, the pasuk is using a mashal, the relationship between Christ and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, relationship of ish, not a relationship of Baal. So Baal represents like a mastery ownership. And ish is a different type of a relationship. So after the erison, so this is her baal. The husband is her baal. She's still besavia. So she doesn't have that type of an intimate relationship where there's a full comfort level with each other. Once she moves, she has an asuin, and she moves in with her husband. So that creates the full level of intimacy which is possible. So Bershon says that our relationship will develop to that level of a relationship. So Rashi Sefer, the Tani Shloisha Yotzi Baya says that when he says that by three he has to divorce, which means two Hashnayim Mikayim, also Lekanis is referring to a woman who is married to a Kayan. Redufa. Rabbi Be'ula said the difference is whether Redufa lay the base of Yitzhomid, she constantly wants to visit home. See, even Shnayim is Yotzi. then even two regalim ready is not tolerable for her. She has that's grounds for divorce. But Shader Badufa, if she doesn't feel the need to go as often, so even Shashnaim Mikayim, it's only three already, which is not acceptable. The Pasuk Yitzi Beidin is not explaining what we just said. It's just giving a general idea. We mentioned the Radufa. There are scenarios where a woman is Radufa, but not that this is explaining necessarily the case before. Ishi Loshen Ishus, when assuming it's a full relationship as opposed to Baal Lov. Kechala Beisabi Chemiya Shagar Nises Vagas Liba Baal Lov Ein Abosha Menos. So they feel totally comfortable together. So that's when she's reached the full level of comfort. That's the relationship which Klai Yisrael will reach with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Something more. Hamadah Zishtoy. So that she can't go to base Oval or base Mishta. Mishta, the base of Mishta. Ikonol b'fanel. We understand. You know, she can't do any chastens. You know, she can't join in the simcha. That's very exciting and happy, and she wants to join. And she can't el beis ovel, mine ovel for naiko. But she can't go to beis ovel, so it's just go to sad places. So Morris says, "Fana, we learned the brisa that the brisa explains lamacher he meisa vein kalberia soifta." Eventually, when she dies, nobody's going to be masp at her because they think she doesn't care about anybody else. Vika Dahamri, some have the gears and not of Soifta, but Ain call Beria Soifta, nobody has any interest in her. They're not going to bury her.
The simpler shot is what you're saying in the Mishnah, that people aren't going to be menachem her when she has
a loss.
It's the same. I guess it's the same idea. Right? That she's going to create a relationship that nobody cares about her. Why is this picked this specific example of it? I'm not sure.
I mean, the truth is, she's not. She's dead.
She's gone.
Actually, not. The Morris says that the nifter is there, and the nifter is totally aware of like whether they're receiving the proper cover or not. The Morris says that we had a money cut, and Rob told of Yehuda's. That when you say the hesped, you know, say it with ochim, with you know, with intensity, because I'm there listening. Say good hesped. Okay. Tanya, how your mayor Omer, my the sieve, Tabel Lechos of Besa Oval, and Lechos of Besa Mishta, Asher Husef, Kolodom, Bechayitin El Liboy. Okay, so it's good to go to the Besa Oval. My bachai yitin eli boy. So, what exactly will the chai take to what will he take to heart? Where it says my bachai yitin eli boy, the worm shall misa. So the sofid yispedune. So he'll realize that if he does for others, they will do for him as well. If they're a master, he was master somebody else, I mean, she cared enough to speak about the person properly, so they will do it for him as well. The cover, yikberune, the yodel, yidulune, to wail, to cry. So they will do it for him as well. Delavoy yilvane, if he's malava, they'll malav him as well. The toyin, if he helps carry, yitanune, they will do it for him as well. Zakrashi kibolvanel delosho simcha. So he's preventing her from going to any simcha. Bikuach tsar, this oversight which he's doing about her is painful. What's other option? The verse is Soifna, nobody cares. Kaivra, Kishem Shalagomla, Chesed, Kachla, Yigmulu, Ima. Just like she had not given to others, nobody will give to her. The Yosper Yitzin Alibay Shaf Hu Yisbeduhu Layer Loy Imloy Kane. That I'm not sure. I don't know what the Rashi means. The Yodel Harem Karla Bevchiu Bemispet. A person raises his voice, so they will do it for him as well. The Levoy Leave Esamita Mibesa Obol Cover. If he will be Malava, they will do it for him as well.
Tell us, Rashi, just
then.
I mean, what do you say? They do it for him. That's what he said.
Right, but we're saying the point is just Rashi. The first Rashi, I'm not sure what he means. The other one's just explaining what the words mean. He says that he's not allowing her to go because of this other issue. So that's a good argument. My Dabaracher. What is his argument? If he argues that there are people which are found in these places, which are people which act improperly, and he doesn't want her to go and join their company because she might be affected by that, that's a good argument. But Omer Ravashi, so great, so you have a husband who's, you know, very controlling over his wife. He makes sure that she can't go anywhere. And then he says, yeah, because I'm worried about Benayal and Prutzim there. So that's, you know, is that a good argument? So Morris says, no. Loyomor and Elizabeth, the Iskasik, if it's this argument is only valid if we it's true. We know that in this city there's a problem, that there's certain people attend weddings which are acting properly. Loy Iskasik, but if there's no such, it's not established that there's such a reality. So you can't say, well, I believe that there is, and therefore I'm making this net around local community. It doesn't have the power to do that. Okay. Remember the Amanasha Tarmri. So he tells her that she's going to become usher in him. She makes the net unless she tells over what she told him privately, she's going to become usher in him. So she's forced to tell. So that's the grounds for divorce. The Morris is with Tamas. So why is the grounds? So let her say, the worm things which are would be very embarrassing for her to share private type of conversation, which would be embarrassing for her. So he's forcing her to repeat that. That's the grounds for divorce. So the simple reading means that he you know. He makes her fill up pots and pour it out into the garbage dump. Okay, so she said, listen, unless you pour out some pots into the garbage dump, you'll be also an offer me. Okay, Batavid, let her go, take, fill a pot, and pour it into the garbage dump. It's once a day, whatever it is, you know, like, what's the problem? So, Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Shatei Mimala ben Efetzis. It's referring to, it's a euphemism for after Tashmish, that she has Zera in her. She has to pour it out in such a way, she has to prevent herself from becoming pregnant.
Even according to the simple, sort of the literal understanding, I mean, we say by, like, an Eved, right, that can't just, the master can't just have the Eved do sort of useless work.
Okay, so we're going to get, well, the more is going to say a little bit of a twist along those lines. The Brisa has a different explains. He made up that she's going to fill 10 pitchers of water and pour it out into the ashpa. Okay. The Morris says, let's explain. Bisham of the Shmuel's explanation, Bisham Hachi, you have to be in Ksuba. We send it to that, that's something which is totally improper and it's on the grounds for divorce and etc. Alamas Nisan, my Nafkalamino, what's the difference? Tiavid, let her do it. So, Marabba Berchon, I'm Rabbiakamination, Nires Kishoita. You know, he's making her look strange to people. So, here she comes, it's pouring like pitcher after pitcher into the ashba. People like want to, so people are going to not want to connect to her.
Rabbi, is this a euphemism or not? It seems to me
two explanations. We're talking two different explanations. According to one, it's literal. According to one, it's a euphemism.
It seems like the euphemism makes more sense in the context of what we're talking
about. That's
what
the word is asking.
Yes, but what if it's just in the privacy of their own home?
Which one?
The literal.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, he says, you know, I want you to fill up the pitcher and then pour it into the bathtub 10 times.
It doesn't seem like that would be a grounds for divorce. They should go to counseling, but that grounds for divorce. Okay.
Because she's wasting water?
He's wasting her effort.
He's just controlling her.
Goes back to what Russ was saying about making rather do unnecessary or meaningless.
Okay. Omer of Kahana, Hamadu Zishto Shaloi Tishol, Shalotashil, she can't borrow and she can't lend. Napa Ukvara, two different types of sifters, a thinner one and a more fine sifter and a more coarse sieve. Orichayim, which would have to mean, I imagine would probably mean a portable Orichayim. Or a tanner, or a small tanner. So Yotav Yitin Ksuba. So, because Shemesiyah Shemra B'Shchein Oseh, she's going to get a bad reputation. She never lends to anybody anything. She never borrows anything from anybody, so she's a snob. So that's going to that's affect her social situation, and that's a grounds of divorce. Tanya Mihalke Mother's Ishta Loitishol. Or Shlatashil, Napa Kvar Rechaim Matano Yerz Vidin Ksuba Nesh Masia Shem Rab Shkein Hasev. Vechein Hish Nodra Shlatishol or Shlatashil Napa Kvar Rechaim Matano. Or Shlatar Taarog Begodim Noyim Levonov. Teach the Shlomik Ksuba Nesh Masia Shem Rab Shkeinov. If she makes this netter that she'll be also in him unless the situation is such that she will not create the proper clothing, or if she's forced to make the clothing, she'll be also in him, or that she will not do these things. So it creates a shame rod for him, that he's not taking care of the needs of needs of his children. Right? He has, so they're going to blame the man, and therefore that creates a proper understanding of him as well. It's like Rashi, after Tashmish, Vimala Rachma Shikhvazera, and now she's full of Shikhvazera, Taritz Braglea, Vitinafseno, she should run and force it to fall to pour out, shall eclid Vitisabra, in order that shouldn't to conceive. Rechaim Matana Matal, we're talking about reportable Rechaim. Okay, is that the Mishnah? Bela Yoitz is. What?
In the oven.
Rechaim v'tanah, the betalton, right? Zog the Mishnah, v'elu yotze shloi b'ksuba. These are women that the husband should divorce them without paying a ksuba. Ha'veris aldas Moshe v'yehudis. A woman who's not keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah, or the mitzvahs which women have under the hanhagas, which women have undertaken to do. So, what is those? Veza hidas Moshe. What are examples of a woman is not keeping the halachas of the Torah that's grounds for divorce? So, machilosoi shenim usur. He's able to clarify that she's fed him something. When more we'll figure out exactly how does he know? Something which had not had my remove from it, or Misham Shad, Misham Ashtoy, neither. They've had Tashmish together, and it turns out that she was a Nida at the time of Tashmish. Or B'loy Kutzel Chala, she's not removing Chala from the dough. Or B'naderis Reina Mekayemis, woman's making the dorm and not fulfilling them. So the first three affect him directly. She's created a situation where he's eaten something which is tevel, or something which is tevel for challah, or he's had beer with a nida. And the fourth one, the more says, because that a woman who's a person who's noyder and a mekayim, their children die. So she's created a situation where she's putting his children, his and her children, but his children, their lives are being endangered because of her.
You know, all these are examples of derises where he is sort of being more directly being affected.
Right.
So it's not something that, you know, it's just sort of between her and Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Correct. Well, the Gemara says the issue is because, Chazal said that it endangers the children. So again, there's an impact. The Veira is an Veira, the Raisa, but had it not an impact directly, like Russell was saying, to him, so that would be between her and her creator. That's not a grounds for divorce.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, now, Vezoihi Das Yehudis. So what?
Well, it goes back to the mission we had before. It's the reputation of the family, basically. She's doing stuff. She's saying things.
Well, here the part that she's causing him to aver is the more saying it's more. It's not necessarily a reputation issue. He's I can't live with I'm living with a woman who's.
There's a trust issue.
If you would understand, he comes around the door and says, what's the problem? It's every night she takes knives and she stabs me. All right? Okay, it's a good argument. So he said, well, she does it and through giving me a virus. So it'll be the same thing, right?
What would happen if she goes around driving her car, on Arcola Avenue on Shabbos? So that's, that affects reputation of the family, but that's, l'chora not problematic here.
I don't think I don't think you're correct. I don't think it's not presented over here as grounds for divorce without a ksuba. Might be grounds for divorce, but she doesn't lose the ksuba. I can't live like this. I can't live with such a person. Fine, okay. So, he has to pay ksuba. These are grounds for divorce. She's impacting him directly, so she has the right to argue that I'm not going to pay ksuba.
He has.
Vezoi Das Yehudis. So, what are the. And the more is going to go through each one of them and explain them. So Gemara says, Yoytza v'roisha perua, a woman goes out with her hair uncovered. The Gemara is going to ask, that's a din deraisa. So you can't go for this Das Yehudis. It's not so much a woman undertaken, it's a din deraisa. Or b'tava b'shuk, a woman who is using her spindle to make thread in the shuk. The Gemara says the problem with that is that when she does that, her arm becomes revealed. M'dabarasim kol adam, a woman who speaks with men. She publicly curses his parents. A woman who speaks in a very loud voice. What's considered kalanis? She speaks loud enough that the neighbors can hear the private conversations that they're supposed to be having privately end up becoming public conversations. Okay, so hold it here.